Welcome to Beyond the Numbers. I'm so thrilled that you are here. In this session, I want to talk a little bit about the fact that it's your business and kind of the mindset, the keys that I want you to and really embrace the summit to get maximum success. Because I put this together not to overwhelm you, but I wanted you to be able to take a step back and listen to your intuition, hear your voice, and make decisions that are aligned with your goals. There has definitely been a time, and you're going to hear it throughout the sessions. I have been in business now for 13 years, online business, 13 years, entrepreneurship. I've actually also been in the finance industry just as long because I made those shifts about the same time. But so I've been doing this for a while. I have tried and done a lot of these strategies when we talk about this, and that might have been part of the appeal with some of the speakers that we brought in. Some of these things was like, hey, this worked really well. Or it's like, oh, hey, I tried that. So we've done those things. And I don't want you to take this on again and just feel like you have tons of things on your to-do list. Because again, been there, done that. Specifically, the last summit that I hosted was not an audio-only summit though. So I'm liking that shift. But the last summit that I hosted, I put it together and there was so many things now that I can see that I did because I was told that's what I needed to do to see results, but it wasn't aligned with where I was at, what I needed, and what worked best for me and my business. So I really want you to listen in. There is a action step slash reflection on every single session because of this. I don't want you to feel like you have to do it all because that's easy way to burn out, procrastination, right? I want you to align with your strengths. We're trying to do these things. There might be something that sounds appealing and we'll put it, and I'll get to this in a second, how we want to do this, but put it on a, hey, maybe one day list type thing. Okay. The key here, listening to your voice. I don't want you to get caught up in the advice of listening to others and feeling like you have to do this because it worked well for one of our speakers, even though, hey, these things do work really well, right? We're going to trust your instincts, intuition, and then the action step slash reflection for every session. That's really to give you the space to see how you truly feel once we ride the wave of, oh, this is so exciting. I want to do all the things, and the inspiration hits and you're so excited and you want to do all those things. Once that passes, how do you feel about the strategy? Is it still truly in alignment, or was this kind of becoming a quantity over quality type thing? We need to focus on the high impact task that align with your goals and your values and where you're at in the season of life. I mean, there might be things that you would love to do. It's just a not right now. Just doing the things that work well with intention and focus. I know there's been several subscribers as we've been chatting on Instagram talking about like, hey, where are you at in your business so that I can make session recommendations? And if you haven't done that, you can send me a message now at Amy Sirka on Instagram or drop it in our Telegram chat too. We have a Telegram chat to ask questions, engage with the community, those things about where you're at in your business. And we will guide you to which session that you should focus on. But there were several people who talked about that they're stuck in procrastination. So the key here is I don't want you, again, to take away a million things to add to your to-do list, but even the things that you are taking and adding on to your to-do list, we're going to break them down and make them simple. I actually have a strategy I'm sharing on day 3 that'll be helpful worth that. Okay. The key here, we got to take that imperfect action and celebrate where we're at to keep going. Okay. All right. I would make 2 categories because we've talked about things that you're going to take away from this, things that you're going to work on. Okay. So when you're listening to the sessions, there would be like, I really want to implement and like a pipeline. I would like to implement it one day. So 2 categories and put things that are going to be the biggest needle moving task, the things that you feel like, oh, you know what? That actually needs to be a core aspect of my business. Whether it's the email marketing, whether it's offering free experience sessions. Maybe it's a mindset task. Maybe it is the energy management versus time management. Maybe it's the outsourcing. There's so many different things it could be, but whatever is like that, I really, really want to implement this. Put this on the priority list. And then you can put the, hey, I would love to add this in, but It's not a, I have to add it in. Put it on a separate list so you're not creating the overwhelm with, again, the huge list of everything that we want to get done. All right, before you dive into the other sessions, I want you to know this. This isn't going to be a quick fix. And really in business, that's one of the things that drives me crazy because again, you know, I fell victim to that for a long time. I succumbed to that. I don't know that we'll call it fell victim because, you know, we have power in our choices, right? You're putting in the work, but we have to be able to release the timeline because when we put the timeline on, we create pressure, we create stress on ourselves. And we feel like this has to work. It has to work now. This launch has to succeed. This has to work. And we end up either paralyzing ourselves or we put off this energy that nobody really wants because it's like, I need you energy, right? Like that, ugh, nobody likes that. And especially as buyers have become more aware, we have a, it's not that we didn't have intelligent buyers before, but there's enough purchases that our audiences have made that they've kind of become skeptical of things. So they're going to take a second. So you really want to make sure that you're in energy alignment. So what I'm encouraging you to do and what I teach my clients to do is there's a balance between doing the work that you need to do, taking that aligned action with where you're at. And that's a lot of what today is all about, right? Day one, we're talking a lot about marketing. And marketing sells and knowing that your results are coming. So you're taking the action, knowing your results are coming, even if it's not showing up right now. You can do this. You can put this out here and know that the results are coming, even if it hasn't shown up yet. You can launch the podcast. You can do this launch. You can be a speaker. You can podcast guest. You can participate in a bundle. Doesn't matter. You've done the thing that you know you need to, and you know that the results are coming, even if it hasn't shown up yet. When we can remove that timeline and just, there's a peace, right? The uncertainty, that's the unstoppable. If you're new to my world, I talk a lot about stepping into unstoppable because we're not going to create a world where everything's butterflies and rainbows and everything's perfect all the time. Like stuff's going to happen. The stuff's going to hit the fan. So what do you do when that happens? Does it throw you off track? Does it throw everything away? Or do you know who you are? Do you know what's coming for you? The results are showing up that it doesn't matter if there's a hiccup in the road right now. When you remove that timeline and you're grateful and you feel successful where you're at now, you know that success is coming. It's just a matter of time. You're going to catapult your success because it's that energy of where you're at and not forcing things. You can hear your intuition. We've removed the pressure. And I can understand that there can be pressure because you need to make ends meet and you need to know how you can feed your family. And we can have conversations about how I've maintained this stance, how you create that confidence, even when on paper, it does not make mathematical sense at all. Like the numbers don't add up. And I love numbers, right? The numbers don't add up. It can be challenging to be in this state. But when you can be in this state, even when the numbers don't add up, things change. Things move so quickly for you. We have to untangle that work from the results. And it's not easy because again, we've been taught, you know, work for money. You go to work, get a paycheck, but you're here as an entrepreneur. You want to do something different. Your work level isn't related to your income. And even if you're in a nine to five, your work and you're receiving, really you're receiving and you're giving the work there are not related. We have to untangle those. You can receive income, especially as a business owner. You can receive money. You can receive income. You can receive all sorts of things without it being tied to you having to do something. And when we can understand that, that is so key. This is so critical because again, I don't want you to leave this feeling more overwhelmed. So take these strategies. A lot of these are low lift strategies that can kind of be added together. You could piece together different pieces. Again, what feels in alignment when you've sat through that, but when you can remove the stress that it has to work now, these strategies are going to be that much more effective for you. Okay. If you are ready for support to ditch that chaos, step into control of your business, your finances, and build that consistent profit, without burning out, I would love to welcome you to take the next step. So I have two programs that I want to talk about. Money Mastery Academy gives you the clear financial strategy, the emotional alignment tools, and the mindset rewiring so you can become the confident, grounded leader of your life and business. I approach finances and really within your business as well, because when we work on the mindset of the money, they all interchange. Your business works that much better when you've got the money part figured out with the mindset piece, your marketing. You're not showing up from that clouded perspective. We approach it from the three-part area, the tactical strategy, the mindset, and the emotional regulation. Okay. So Money Mastery Academy includes all of that. If you want all of that plus the personal support, then The Unstoppable Experience is the program for you. That's my high-touch, holistic 12-month mentorship. So Money Mastery Academy has all the foundational training you need. Plus, you do get 3 months of execution labs. So that's one time a month coaching call with me. But if you enroll by Friday, that's April 25th, you get a bonus of 6 weeks of group chat support. So you've got a little bit more hands-on support there. And then the Unstoppable Experience includes all of that, but you also get high-touch support in a hybrid group/private support platform within the 12-month experience. Plus, when you enroll by Friday, you'll get 6 weeks of private support via Voxer with me. I'm going to put all the links in the show notes for you, so that you can check them out. I'd love to have you join me inside Money Mastery Academy, inside the Unstoppable Experience. But no matter what, I hope that you enjoy all of the wonderful expert trainings that our speakers have brought together. And I'd love to see you inside the Telegram chat as well to hear which sessions you are loving the most, answer any questions, really have that community on the go aspect. Your action step/reflection for this session as we kick off. Where have you put pressure on yourself? Put a timeline on that this has to work, this has to be the thing, and you created burnout, stress, struggle. Maybe it was actually a strategy that you loved, but we needed to remove the timeline from it. That's it for this session. We'll see you in the next one.